Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Lebanese group Hezbollah says it holds Israel fully responsible for the deaths of at least 9 people and the wounding of nearly 3,000 others by the simultaneous explosion of pagers. The Iranian-backed group called it criminal aggression and promised retaliation. Paul Adams reports.
This was a devastating attack. In supermarkets, on the street, in cars, at home, and even in barbershops. Each explosion may have been small, but men lost fingers and eyes. Some had gaping wounds to their hips where the pagers were warned. Israel is saying nothing about these extraordinary attacks. Frankly, it's hard to think of anyone else remotely capable of mounting such a sophisticated operation. But it comes at a time when the government is threatening to step up its military effort against Hezbollah.
A new batch of pagers had recently been delivered to Hezbollah. That supply may have been infiltrated. Here's Gordon Carrera.
A cyber attack, hacking into it remotely to make it overheat, would not make a pager explode in the way seen today. More likely is that the pagers destined for Hezbollah were physically intercepted and had small amounts of high explosive planted inside, ready to be detonated with a signal. As well as injuring many Hezbollah operatives, this will be a blow to the organisation, making it harder for its people to communicate and spreading fear.
The rapper and producer, Sean Diddy Combs, has been denied bail after pleading not guilty to racketeering and sex trafficking in New York. The 54-year-old will be held in federal custody until his trial. If convicted, he could face life in prison. John Sudworth reports.
Already in custody following his arrest, Sean Combs was brought into court without handcuffs, wearing a black T-shirt and grey tracksuit trousers. Not guilty, he said in a clear voice when the charges were read to him. For decades, he's been a titan of the music world, a rapper and producer with his own record label and an instrumental role in the rise of hip-hop as a global commercial force. But the 14-page indictment, which lists his assumed names, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy and Love, accuses Mr. Combs of turning his business empire into a criminal enterprise with the aim of threatening and violently coercing women to fulfil his sexual desires.
Bolivia's former leader, Evo Morales, has started a week-long march towards La Paz to protest against the current president, his one-time ally, Luis Arce. Thousands have joined Mr. Morales on what he's calling the March to Save Bolivia. President Arce has called it a coup attempt. Mr. Morales wants to challenge Mr. Arce to be the Socialist Party's candidate in the next presidential election, but he's been blocked by the courts. World News from the BBC. The army in Mali says it's restored order in the capital after Islamist gunmen attacked the airport and a military training centre. The army says it suffered an unspecified number of deaths, repulsing the assaults which started at dawn on Tuesday. State television showed what were said to be bodies of 2 assailants and about another dozen captured and blindfolded. A group affiliated to Al-Qaeda has said it carried out the attacks. 3 firefighters have died in central Portugal as the country struggles to contain a large number of blazes amid a hot, dry spell. In total, 7 people have now died in wildfires in Portugal since Saturday. Alison Roberts has more.
2 female firefighters and a male colleague died on Tuesday after the vehicle in which they were travelling was overwhelmed by flames in Coimbra district in central Portugal. Further north, around Aveiro, residents in several villages have been using hoses and buckets of water to hold back the flames, as fire services are forced to concentrate on the largest blazes. And just a few kilometres from the city of Porto, residents of a nursing home are among almost 100 people who have had to be evacuated as flames swept through 4 different municipalities.
Environmental groups have accused 3 major Brazilian meatpacking firms of links to illegal deforestation in the Pantanal wetland, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Mighty Earth reporter Brazil and Aid Environment said the meatpackers were linked to ranchers accused of using aerial spraying of herbicides to clear tens of thousands of hectares. The Ukrainian boxer Oleksandr Usyk has been released after being briefly detained at Krakow Airport in Poland. It's not clear why he was held. President Zelensky has said he's outraged by the treatment of the Ukrainian champion. Usyk described it as a misunderstanding that was quickly resolved. BBC News.